I've been researching Mesopotamia my whole life. I remember being fascinated by that civilization ever since I was a preteen. Unlike my friends and schoolmates, I spent my time daydreaming of Sumerian kings and the Euphrates River. I then grew up, went to college, and became a Sumer researcher. I'm not a particularly prominent historian, but I'm one of the very best when it comes to translating Sumero-Akkadian cuneiform writing, especially from around 2800 to 2500 BC. I wasn't expecting a lot when I was invited to translate some newfound tablets. I mean, I was personally excited, but was sure the contents would be mundane enough. My employer was a little private museum in Istanbul that specialized in artifacts from the Gilgamesh dynasty and prided itself from having snatched these new items from the British Museum. I was welcomed at the airport by the owner's second assistant, a flamboyant and clever Arabic man who spoke English with almost no accent. "I've been assigned to accompany you during your stay, madame. Please inform me of your every need." Eamon was a pleasant man around my age, the Turkish version of an English butler. He gave me space to work, but politely reminded me of making at least 2 meals a day when I was too deep in my work. His presence helped so much with my productivity. Still, no matter how great an experience it was, I'm terrified by my findings. The following is my translation of one of the tablets. "We humans are being killed daily. The Sigil are an inferior species in every way, but they have something we lack. Something that should be a curse and yet, somehow, is their biggest strength. They don't know when to give up. They surprised us with their resistance, and they are so numerous. The Sigil took a habit of procreating like the rats or ants. And now they are as numerous as the stars in the sky. They always had plenty of children, but most of them would die of disease or being attacked by the predators on their precarious houses. That way their numbers were always around the same, unless they were in a war between themselves, which happened constantly for simple resources like water. But now some of the Sigils, merely through observation and the trial and error method, learned of our medicine and architecture, and they started to flourish and prosper. Too much. After invading and overpowering their fellow Sigil from other tribes, a group breached our empires and slaughtered us. We hit them back with our better horses, better weapons, better built men, and we slayed them. But despite that, they never stopped. They are indefatigable. I wish I could understand why. We are taller, stronger, and dotted with brains they would think only a god could possess. And still they fight. Just because they learned how to walk on two legs a while ago, they think they can rule the world. Despite the fact that their reasoning is puny and their sciences are non-existent. They don't even know how vast the world is. It's laughable. Like their ancestors, even inferior hominids, their life is only worthwhile after procreation. So their children, dead before mating age, are useless and forgettable. This primitiveness is what enrages me about them the most. The Sigil wants our other secrets, our king. They want to be us. Tired of seeing my sisters and daughters die, I'm utterly ashamed to admit that I was scared and reached out to the king. I advised him to strike a deal with the Sigil. At first he refused, but after a lot of our blood was shed, and only around a few hundred of us remained, our King Gilgamesh finally decided to surrender to the inferior species, so the rest of us would be safe. We would retreat to our underground city and live safely for generations to come. The king would stay with them on the surface to rule them and develop their society. And he would stay there with them for precisely 4,560 years before we fiercely took our world back. Of course, the Sigil agreed to this. They don't even understand how much time that is. But it's not a lot for us. We never die. We are simply reborn in a new body and a new generation, every time wiser, stronger, purer. We are moving to our fortress deep inside the earth by the ending of the forthcoming Ara Adaru Arku month. We will make no mistake this time. We will keep the sigil under constant surveillance and learn all their secrets. Next time, we won't have any weaknesses. Just like they almost did to us, we will destroy them all, mercilessly. I was shocked to realize that we are the sigil. There's a way more advanced civilization living underneath this planet as you read this. By chemical testing, the museum expert was able to determine the age of this tablet with incredible precision. The Sumerian calendar is very alike to the Gregorian calendar we use nowadays. It has 12 months alternating between 29 and 30 days following the moon cycles. There is a 13th month with 33 days called Ara Adaru Arku that only happens every 3 years. It was added to compensate for the discrepancy. It wasn't hard for me to convert 4,560 years for them to our Gregorian calendar, using the tablet's age as the year zero. And I found out that the real humans, with their superior brains and hatred for us across millennia, are coming back to reclaim their land soon. How soon? According to my calculations, the 4,560th Sumerian year is next year.